Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Show, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. It is Friday, August 12, 2016. As always, I'm excited and honored to be with you and to do life with you and to help share some wisdom and things that I believe can help you reach your full and greatest potential. So thank you again for tuning into the show. I want to take a moment and welcome my first-time listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Jamel Sanders Show. This is so much more than a show, though. This is a platform that we have created to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And every week, through captivating stories and intriguing guests, we want to help you live a greater life every single day. And so I'm so honored that you would take time and join us and be a part of the show. I want to take a moment and welcome my iTunes and Stitcher Radio family. Thank you so much for partnering and being a part of this show on a consistent basis. I really appreciate it. I want to take a moment and just say hello to my empowerment community and family, those of you that are such regular supporters of the show and the different things that we're endeavoring to do. I really appreciate you being a part of this method of empowerment. But as you know, I believe in doing life with you, and so this is so much bigger than this show. We would love to connect with you further. You can connect with us at facebook.com/JamelSandersINTL. You can also connect. My Twitter handle is at Jamel Sanders. You can connect with us at Tumblr, JamelSanders.tumblr.com, Pinterest.com/JamelSanders. I'm on Instagram at Unlimited Greatness. You can also connect with me on Periscope and Snapchat with the handle Jamel Sanders. And I know I talk really, really fast, so it's okay. You can go to JamelSanders.com, and right on our homepage, you'll find a link to all of my social media platforms. So we try to make it easy for you because I know I can get really, really fast when I start talking. So go to the website. You can find all of my social media links there. While you're there, I encourage you to consider signing up for our empowerment newsletter. It goes out every week to people all around the world. It's such a phenomenal resource and tool, and I believe it'll really help you on your journey to success and reaching your full potential. If you're interested, again, go to JamelSanders.com. Right on our homepage, you'll see a section that says, add me to the newsletter, put in your information, and that's it. So we would love to get you added. And it's always so great because it doesn't matter what the week or the topic is, I always hear from somebody that's asking, you know, and talking about how the information or the article resonated with them and how it is just connected with where they are in their journey and how they learned so much and grew as a person. And it's just always so amazing that the resource continues to resonate with people on such a consistent basis. So again, you can go to JamelSanders.com, sign up for the email newsletter. Also, I would encourage you to consider being a part of my mastermind. Everybody is always asking me. It never fails. If I do stay on social media for a few moments, they're always saying, we want to pick your brain. We want to understand how you think and process information because you clearly think differently from a lot of people. So it's impossible to do that with everyone, but we have a great opportunity through the Greatness Tribe Mastermind for you to connect with me and to pick my brain and understand how I think. And in this mastermind, we're delving deep into topics like the complexities and tools for developing a winning mentality, overcoming limitations, the mechanics of a wealth paradigm, a 21st century approach to learning, and so much more. If you're interested in more information, you can go to reach out to us at hello, H-E-L-L-O, at JamelSanders.com. We'll get information to you about how you can be a part of that mastermind group opportunity. I would also consider, if you are an entrepreneur or an emerging entrepreneur, that we're launching something really, really big to help millennial entrepreneurs in the coming weeks. And I'm very excited about it. A lot of millennials want to be entrepreneurs. They have ideas. They have things that they want to do, but they don't know how to execute it and what's the best way to build a platform and a brand. And so I'm going to show you exactly how I did it and give you some tools and strategies and things that will help you build that business and brand of your dreams. So if you're interested in more information about the Millennial Business Program, you can reach out to us, hello at JamelSanders.com, and we'll get information to you about how you can be a part of that exclusive opportunity. And again, it's going to go really, really fast. So if it's something you want to be a part of, I would act on it quickly and interest, because like I said, it's going to be a limited number of people that we take into that program. Also, our latest book club selection is It Is Quiet by Susan Cain. It is a phenomenal book. It's a little off the trail to some of the book selections that I've done in the past, but it is such an important book. Anybody that knows me, a lot of people ask me, what is the key to success? How do I succeed? What piece of information do you feel is most valuable? And I've spent a lifetime writing about that and giving people tools and resources and information and speaking and consulting about it as well. But one of the things that has contributed most for me in terms of creating success has been relationships. And God has so fortunately blessed me with some incredible relationships in my life, some very influential, high-profile people and influential leaders in the world that he has connected me with and has allowed me to get personal mentorship and advice and insight from that's really helped and shaped my journey in a big way. And so I know that I attribute a lot of that to faith. I attribute a lot of it to great relationships. And I think this book is going to help all of us have more fruitful and beneficial relationships in our lives. And so the book is Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking, by one of my mentors, Suzanne Cain. It is a phenomenal book, and I wrote it because I'm an introvert. And a lot of people hear me say that, and they laugh, and they say, there is no way in the world that you are an introvert. You're everywhere. We've seen you. You talk so well. You communicate. You connect so well. And yes, that's because in that lane I'm working. But behind the scenes, I am very much an introverted person that has learned how to navigate between the world and to do it successfully. And she just does such a brilliant job of helping you to understand the introverts in your life. A lot of extroverts just don't understand introverts. And if you can begin to understand them, it can change the world. It can change the culture of our organizations, our communities, because we'll begin to understand each other better, and it always produces better relationships. And so I think it's a great tool that's going to help you in a tremendous way. Get a copy of Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking by Susan Cain. It's going to bless your life tremendously. It's so great to have a book club. I remember when I launched it years ago, I was so nervous that nobody was going to be interested in the book club, and it was just going to be a total waste of time and energy. And my team kept telling me that you need to do this, because when you recommend things, people listen. And so many people always tell me, what are you reading? And I'm like, I'm reading a lot of different things, so I can't just say exactly what I'm reading, because that can get expensive. But what I can do is I can pick out resources that I believe are really beneficial and helpful, and I can create a book club platform that connects the world. I mean, we have people reading with us in Dubai, South Africa, India, you name it, all over the world. And it gives us the opportunity to form this dialogue and have very important conversations around topics that I love that can help all of us become our best selves and make a bigger contribution to the world. So That's what I love about the book club. So enough about that. Of course, you know that my latest book, Unbreakable, The Unbelievable True Story of Jamel Sanders, is available, How I Turned Obstacles into Major Opportunities and Setbacks into Success in My Life. This is my life in a book form. A lot of people want to say, how did you get from where you were to where you are? How did you go from pretty much unknown to a highly respected thought leader, business leader, humanitarian in the world, doing the different things that you're doing today? And this book takes you through the highs, the lows, the valleys, the wilderness, the darkest seasons of my life, and all of the lessons that have helped shape who I am today. And it is filled with so much wisdom. It's more than me just telling you my story. It's you telling me telling you the wisdom that I've learned through my story and how not to allow life to break you. There's been so many opportunities that I could have allowed different conditions and things to break me, but I didn't. And so that's why I've made it to the other side, and I'm so blessed that I'm able to share that wisdom and lessons with people around the world and help all of us live unbreakable and indestructible lives. And so I hope you'll get a copy. You can get it from JamelSanders.com. You can also get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your other book retailers, or download it on your Kindle, Nook, or e-reader device. Again, the book is Unbreakable. I think it will benefit you in a tremendous way, and you will learn a lot, not just about me, but I think you'll find yourself in the pages of the book, or at least that's the stories that I'm hearing right now, that people are really finding themselves in the book and making adjustments in their lives. And so it's powerful. But what we want to do, let's take a very quick break and let's come right back and get into this discussion today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Jamel Sanders Show, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, welcome back. So let's get into this. I've been so excited about this topic. We're talking about today, are you hungry enough? And let me just say that the blog post that was written about this topic, are you hungry enough, has been amazing. The feedback that we've been getting from that piece that I wrote has been amazing. It is resonating with people. People are making changes in their lives, and it is absolutely phenomenal. And so last week was a revolutionary week for me in my life. I was excited to have a lot of momentum on a big idea that I know is going to help a lot of people realize their dreams and maximize their potential. And, you know, I was up the other night, I was working on that idea and putting the final touches on how everything's going to be organized and flow, and I was just so excited. And out of that began to come all of these things that I felt were just so important to living a successful life. And so from that, I just began to put the curriculum together because I said, people need this. I could hold this back, and I could give it to a select few individuals around me and let it help them, or I can present this on a larger platform and really help the world in the process. And so that's what I wanted to do. And so we'll be sharing more information in the next few weeks about how you can be a part of that amazing new program that we're putting together. But it was just so amazing. And it was also a great week because I was able to make some new connections, and I'm so excited about what the future holds. I have been so fortunate and so blessed to have some incredible, like I was saying earlier, relationships and connections in my life, and they just continue to happen. They continue to flourish and blossom, and it's just amazing. And the great thing about this is what I always tell people when it comes to success, you're not always trying to make things happen. Sometimes they just happen. Sometimes you just get connected to incredible people and places and things just on your journey. And so I think that's one of the amazing things about it. And so the feedback that you all gave me on last week was just out of this world. I am so blessed that my writing has been resonating with you in a big way. And I've been so touched as I've heard your personal stories and accounts of how you are making big changes and radical shifts in your life. I felt compelled to continue along the same line. However, I wanted to talk about why more people are not succeeding. If there's one question that I get asked all the time, everybody wants a piece of your time and everybody wants to know the key to success. And I'm like, did you read this? I wrote about it here. I wrote about it there. I wrote about it there. I did an interview about it here. I did a talk about it there. And they're like, yeah, and that we got all of that, but they're still looking for why their people are not really succeeding at the level they want to succeed. So that's what I want to get into today. Okay, let's get into this. Are you hungry for success, or have you lost your passion for your goals? Let's just stop and digest that for a minute. Are you hungry for success? Because there are so many people that will answer that question unequivocally, yes, absolutely, Jamel, I'm hungry for success. But they will totally contradict it by their actions. And why do I say that? I say that because your pursuit will always reveal to me what is a priority in your life. And there are a lot of people that say, I want to be successful. I want to do what you're doing, Jamel. I want to do this. I want to do that. But I don't see the pursuit. I don't see the tenacity that is so intrinsic to creating a life of success and prosperity. One of the things that's been really interesting to me, and I might take a bit of a rabbit trail, but I promise you I'll get back on course. As I have been doing lots more media over the last few years and promoting books and different projects, they love the message, but they have a problem with some of the verbiage and the wording. And when I title an article around perseverance, I notice immediately all of this pushback and tension from different media outlets. And they're like, we don't want to use the word perseverance. Let's use something else. And I said, well, what exactly is it? If it's not perseverance, if it's not tenacity, if it's not having the wherewithal, what is it that is so essential to success? And many of them give me this dumbfounded look because they can't answer that. And they can't answer it because perseverance is how you get to success. Everything, if you read my story, people like, you're just one of the most wisest individuals in the world. Well, if you experience enough setbacks and obstacles and failure in life, you get wisdom. And so what's happening is we live in a world of people that are scared to do anything. They're scared to make a mistake. They're scared to do anything wrong. They're scared to travel off of the path that everyone else says is the path that you have to go, and this is the only route, and there's no other way to do it. And we get so bogged down with that that we don't manifest anything in our lives. And so it boils down to perseverance. Had it not been for perseverance, I would not be talking to you right now. I would not be sharing anything with you right now. I would not be doing the magazine and the press interviews and different things that I've done, because there wouldn't be any point in talking to you, because I gave up. And so what I want people to understand is that perseverance is not one of those words that we can dummy down because we don't like the sound of it. We don't like the sound of work having anything to do with success. And the reality is, you're not going to have success without work. It doesn't matter how great your vision or intention is. I know about intention. I've wrote about it. I've taught it. I wrote the manuals on the power of intention. I taught it to a worldwide class and audience before, so I know all about intention, but we're using terminologies in the wrong context. It takes more than intention. It takes more than inspiration. It takes more than motivation. It takes more than focus. There are so many different components and ingredients that go into a successful life, and to downplay the importance of perseverance is to do people a disservice. And so, are you hungry for success, and have you lost your passion for success, and have you settled into an average life? I know a lot of people talk about success. However, the sad reality is that I see more people talking about success than actually living successful lives. That's the truth. How many people do we see talking about success? They've even put success coach on their name. They put success master on their name, and they haven't mastered anything. They don't really know anything about success, and they're not doing anything to create it. Talking does very little to transform the quality of your life. Faith without works is dead. In other words, if you never put feet to your faith, you will never see the fulfillment of what you're believing for. Let's say that again. If you never put feet to your faith, you'll never see the fulfillment of what you're believing for. There are people that have come to me and they'll say, I've been sitting on an idea for 5 years. And I say, throw it away. And they say, why? I say, because somebody else has gotten the same download and frequency by now, and they're already executing on that idea. And so your lack of action has produced abundance in somebody else's life. So either you're going to come up with a way to revamp what they've already done, or we need to go back to the drawing board and do something else. One of the things that I always tell people is that inaction will imprison your potential. And if you live your life in a constant state and cycle of inaction, you're not going to be successful. There are too many inactive people walking around talking about, I'm a playmaker and a game changer. How are you a game changer? You're not doing anything. There's no momentum in your life. There's no forward progress. You're not producing any results. You don't have an impact, a reach, a sphere of influence, a domain to dominate and to rule from, and yet you're dominating and changing the game. It's time for us to have straight talk with people about success, and it's revealing this lack of hunger that I want us to understand. I've been asked a lot of questions about success over the years. My answers have varied according to the audience. If you've never listened to me before, I want you to hear me right now. The reason that most people never achieve massive success in life, it's not because they haven't had the right opportunity. It's not because of their background, their pedigree, their historicity. It's not about their connections or relationships. The reason most people never achieve massive success is because they're not hungry. What do I mean by hungry? Most people, listen to this, most people lack the discipline, determination, and desperation that is necessary to produce a life of success. Let's say that again. Most people lack the discipline, determination, and desperation that is necessary to produce a life of success. We live in a generation that gives up at the first sign of difficulty or disappointment. Let's stop there. How many people do you know, do I know, that have given up at the first onset of difficulty? We expect everything in life to be easy. And how are you going to do anything extraordinary in life looking for everything to be easy? Who said it was going to be easy? Who said everything was going to work out favorably? Who said everything was going to work out the first time? You got to have the perseverance and the tenacity to keep going and to never give up if you're going to achieve a life of success. Why do I say that so passionately? Because I've lived it. There are a lot of people that get up and they quote cute speeches and words that they pulled from somebody else because they don't know the first thing about what it takes to get to a certain level of success and to maintain that in their life. And what I know is that you cannot give up because it gets hard, because it gets difficult, because you encounter challenges in life. One of the things that I want people to understand about success and motivation and empowerment, and I'm going to say it until I take my last breath, is that as long as you're in this world, you are going to encounter contradictions and challenges. It's part of being a human being. It's just life. And if we can't go through those circumstances and situations and come out better and improved and with more insight and more wisdom and more determination, we're going to live a miserable life. We're going to live a life in a constant cycle of frustration and failure and defeat. We're never going to see things materialize and manifest. Why? Because we're always stopping. We're always giving up. We're always throwing in the towel. And you will never know what you are capable of if you keep stopping short of change. What are you capable of? There's so many people that will never know their true capabilities or capacity because they give up so easily. And so you got to have that ability to keep going and to never give up if you want to create a life of success. We are living in a time, as I said, that there are so many people that just cannot think that there will be any disappointment or difficulty on their journey to success. We say we want to achieve great things, but far too many people are shaken by adversity. I know a lot about adversity. I know it from the fact that a business, my business, almost collapsed 3 times. People laughed at me. They mocked me. They said, surely he'll never come back from this. I know it from all of the limitations that have tried to be spoken over my life from a child. There are so many different things that have had to be overcome. There are so many things that would try to label and stigmatize you as a human being, and you have to have the ability to keep going. There are people that say, why would you have tried entrepreneurship? It's crazy. It's ludicrous. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do it this way? Everybody's going to always have a script that they're trying to dictate the scenes and the reality of your life and what you're able to accomplish, and you got to have the determination to keep going. How do you come back from a business on the brink of collapse 3 times? You come back with determination. You come back with focus. You come back by buckling down, doing the work, focusing on the things that are going to create success for you. How do you come to the other side of adversity and difficulty? You keep going. And if you keep going, you're going to find yourself on the other side living a life of success and prosperity and meaning. I've had doors slammed in my face. I've had rejection more than most people would believe, but guess what? I have never allowed any of those things to stop me. No matter how much adversity we face in life, we have to make a decision that we refuse to deviate from the path of the assignment. The world is filled with people that say that they're hungry, but what I've learned over the years and what this journey to the top has taught me is this very principle, and it is that hunger is not found in what you profess, but hunger is demonstrated by what you pursue. Let me say that again. Hunger is not found in what you profess. There are so many people that are making all types of declarations and affirmations over their life, and they mean nothing. They're just capricious words that we release into the atmosphere that have no effect. Why don't they have an effect? Because hunger is not about what we profess. It's demonstrated by what we pursue. Don't tell me you want to be successful and you never make great strides toward the life that you desire. Stop saying you're hungry for success, but you're too cheap to make the changes that will result in the success that you want to see. I'm tired of seeing people that talk about a reality that they will never have the courage or the determination to embrace. What we have is an aspirational generation that is unwilling to pay the price to be great. We live like success is automatic, and that's why most people settle for an average life. Admiration and aspiration will never produce achievement in your life. You have to be hungry for a life beyond what you see right now. You have to be willing to put in the time, make great sacrifices, and be willing to adjust to see the results you want. Truthfully, we have a hopeful generation, but not a hungry generation. And it's very troubling to me because people will say all the time, you know, it doesn't work, and this isn't working, and this isn't producing in my life, and I'm not getting the outcome I want to see. And the reality is that we have people that are not hungry enough. They are not determined enough. They are not willing to persevere. They're not willing to break through the limitations, the obstacles, the barriers, everything that would try to stand in the way of success so that they can get to the reality that they want to see. I talk to a lot of people all the time that express a desire to succeed. Notice I said that they express a desire. I can tell within moments that most people are not willing to do the work to be successful, or they want you to do the work for them. So you have one group that's just not going to do the work, and then you have another group that's not going to do the work at all. And the reality is that if you come short of success, it will be because you were unwilling to pay the cost to be successful. And what I want to be emphasized is not these most motivational quotes and inspirational messages, but the thing that I want to always bring to the audience wherever I'm speaking is I want people to understand the price of success. I want people to understand that it's not automatic, that it's not magical, that you don't just Swipe a wand and create success. That this is something that you have to work at. It's something that you got to be willing to make the sacrifices and do the things that are necessary to be world class at what you do. Those are just cute words that people throw out, but they have no idea what it takes to be world class at what you do. And so the next time you say, I'm hungry for success, I'm motivated for success, let's look at it. Let's look at your pursuit. Let's look at your actions. Let's look at how you're living your life, because all of those things are going to tell me your hunger level. And if your hunger level does not match the things that you're saying, you're going to continue to repeat cycles of frustration and failure in your life, and you're never going to get to the reality or the outcome that you want to get. This is one of the most important shows you could ever listen to, because this is why people are not succeeding. We tell them it's systems, we tell them it's this, we tell them it's that. The reality is that the hunger level has to reach a certain point if you're going to achieve a life of success and prosperity. I have so enjoyed talking to you today. I hope you'll go back and listen to this again. Share this with somebody. If you know somebody in the middle of transition or frustration, get this tool to them. It will help them in a tremendous way. Thank you for being with me. I hope you'll tune in again next week as we continue our mission of empowering the world. I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.